All right, Sean, and I am officially endorsing you for president on the next term. I go along with pretty much everything you say there. But, you know, supposedly the Supreme Court has knocked all that down, saying it's not constitutional. But I never had a problem with the permits. You go in and pay them whatever it was, $5, $10. They do an instant check right away kind of thing. You get your permit, and you... But, you know, you got to go, then you go buy your handgun, and then you got to take it right back to the police station and get it registered. So they, although they're not supposed to be keeping lists, they definitely are, at least for handguns. But from my understanding, handguns are used in most of the crimes. So I understand that, and I can kind of agree with it, I guess. But it seems now that everything's boiling down, that we got more courts and more judges going on in this country than ever before, more people, more crimes, more stuff. And it seems like everything's boiling down to the fine points of definition, the definition of every little thing. And that seems to be what everybody's twisting and moving and abusing or making use of at this point in time. So, now they're getting around to defining things so drastically that it's cutting out most of, you know, it's supposed to be firearms that are, how'd they word that, in normal use in America. And the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles ever, but they're still after that, which from what I understand now, Michigan is starting to jump on the wagon and starting to work on banning the AR-15, so... We'll see what happens. Might be time to pack up and move. KEWOJ, I think it goes to Joe, if I'm not mistaken.